שלום, נפתח את השיעור היום ב...
Hello, we will begin today's lesson with Rabash's article. One should always sell the beams of his house. You can send us questions live on Kabbalah.tv. You can find all of our texts on KabbalahMedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself.
Tov.
Well,
אנחנו נכנסים לעוד יום.
We're entering another day. The Creator is continuing in the same direction of bringing us to a new state. We have to see in whatever is happening, whatever is taking place, that this is His work, because there is none else besides Him. We need to try to change ourselves so that we will accept each and every change as coming for the better, saying everything is for the better, and being grateful, up to being grateful that the Creator is good and doing good, rising to such a degree that besides good things, we will not see anything in our life. And let's hope that by that we will, in that we will help each other, and that way we will see life. And indeed, from one day to the next, we see how the whole world, even though aversively under pressure, however, it is accepting this higher providence, getting used to it, and trying as much as they want to do things according to their ego, according to the evil inclination. Nevertheless, they are under the press of development that is coming to it, straightening it, through this great wheel of the press, until they gradually agree to whatever is happening. Out of lack of choice, they bow their heads. First, it has to be forcefully and then willingly that they take upon themselves more and more this new providence. We can see how it is entering our life, and because the whole world is egoistic in the worst possible way, so that all we have left is just a nuclear war to do between us. So the upper providence is already starting to work on us, on these degrees, the way we are. And indeed, I'm very happy that this is how it is, because otherwise, indeed, we would advance in the direction of a world war. But now, there is far less tension. People are busy with whatever is in them, in their environment. And they're no longer thinking about these great conflicts between nations and peoples. Rather, they're thinking about their own health, their own future. Is it somehow possible to maintain the level of life? Meaning, the standard of living, meaning they're thinking less about each other, rather each one is thinking about himself, the person, the family, the country, and this is very good. The Creator is giving us something to engage in, and by that, we are entering a new line of perceiving reality. I hope very much that by this, within the few coming months, we will see in humanity how much it understands more, it feels more, it grasps more what is happening to it, and by what it can advance to a life that is safer, more tranquil. And certainly, thanks to this virus that is coming to us and healing us from our ego. And in order to know a little bit more how the Creator is healing, let us read this article. Please.
אנחנו בכתבי רבש כרך א' עמוד 23 לעולם ימכור אדם קורות.
The writings of Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house.
אמר רב, לעולם ימכור אדם.
Quote, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. End quote. We should understand the precision about the beams of one's house and the great importance of shoes to the point that it is worth selling the beams of his house for it, meaning to have the ability to put shoes on his feet. We should interpret it in the work. The korot, or beams in Hebrew, of his house come from the word mikre, or incident or event, meaning that everything that a person experiences in his home, we perceive man by two discernments, by knowledge, meaning with the intellect, and by emotion, meaning what a person feels in his heart, if he's happy or sad. These incidents that we experience evoke questions in our everyday lives. This applies to a person and his creator, and between a person and his friend. Between a person and the creator, that means that he has complaints to the creator for not fulfilling, satisfying all his needs. In other words, the creator should fulfill what the person thinks he needs, because the rule is that the conduct of the good is to do good. And sometimes he complains as though he feels the opposite, that his situation is always worse than that of others who are at a higher degree than he is. It follows that he is in the state called spies, who slander providence, because he doesn't feel that delight and pleasure in his life, and it is hard for him to say, quote, only goodness and grace will follow me all the days of my life, end quote. Thus, at that time, he is in the state of spies. Our sages said about that, quote, one must bless for the bad as he blesses for the good, since the basis of Judaism is built on faith above reason. This means not relying on what the intellect compels one to think, say, and do, but on faith in a benevolent higher providence. And precisely by justifying providence, one is later rewarded with feeling delight and pleasure. Baal Sulam gave an allegory about a person who had complaints and demands of the Creator, that he wasn't granting all his wishes. It is like a person who is walking on the street with a little child, and the child is crying bitterly. All the people on the street are looking at the father, thinking, how cruel is this man who can hear his son crying without paying any attention? The child's cries make even people on the street feel sorry for the child, but this man who is the father doesn't. And there is a rule, as a father has compassion on his children. The child's cries made people go to his father and ask, where is your mercy? Then his father replied, what can I do if my son, whom I keep like the apple of my eye, demands of me to give him a pin so he can scratch his eye because he has an itch in his eyes?
Can I
be called cruel for not granting his wish? Or is it for mercy that I will not give it to him, so he will not poke his eye and remain blind forever? Therefore, we must believe that everything that the Creator gives us is for our own good, although we must pray just in case that the Creator will lift these troubles from us. However, we must know that the prayer and the granting of the prayer are two separate issues. In other words, if we do what we must, then the Creator will do what is good for us, as with the above allegory. It is said about that, quote, and the Lord will do that which seems good to him, end quote. The same principle applies to a person and his friend, meaning that he should sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. In other words, a person should sell the beams of his house, meaning all the incidents that his house experienced in regards to love of friends. One may have questions and complaints about his friend, since he is working devotedly in love of friends, yet he sees no response on the part of the friends that would help him in any way. They are all behaving not according to his understanding of how love of friends should be, meaning that each one will speak to his friend in a respectable manner, as it is among distinguished individuals. Also, regarding actions, he sees no action on the part of the friends that he can look at in relation to love of friends. Instead, everything seems normal, as it is among ordinary people who still did not have an interest in coming together and deciding to build a society where there is love of friends, where each one cares for the well-being of the other. Thus, now he sees that there is no one to look at who engages in love of friends. And since he feels that he is the only one who is walking on the right path, and he is looking at everyone with contempt and scorn, this is called spies. That is, he is spying on his friends to see if they are behaving properly towards him in regards to love thy friend. And since he constantly hears that the friends are preaching all day long that love of others is the most important, he wants to see if what they say is what they do. And then he sees that it is all lip service. He finds that even in speaking, there is no love of others. And this is the smallest thing in love of others. In other words, if he asks someone a question, he is answered offhandedly, indifferently, not in the way one answers a friend. Rather, it is all cold, as though he wants to get rid of him. And don't ask me, quote, if you're thinking about love of others, why are you criticizing if your friend loves you, as though love of friends is established on the basis of self-love? And this is why I want to see what my self-love gained from this engagement. End quote. These are not my thoughts. Rather, I truly want love of friends. This is why I was interested in establishing this society, So I would see that each and every one is engaging in love of others. So that through this, the little bit of force that I have in love of others would increase and multiply, and I would have the strength to engage in love of others more powerfully than I could by myself. But now I see that I have gained nothing, because I see that not even one is doing good. Thus, it would be better if I weren't with them and hadn't learned from their actions. To that, there is a reply. If a society is established with certain people, and when they gathered, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch, thus, he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of self, of love of others, that the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Hence, now too, when he is spying on them, he should overcome and say, quote, as all of them were of one mind, that they must walk on the path of love of others when the society was established, so it is now. End quote. And when everyone judges his friends, favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame. It is as Baal Sulam once said, when he asked about the covenant that two friends make, as we find in the Torah, quote, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Avimelech, and they too made a covenant, end quote. And he asked, quote, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to each, to one another. So how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant that they do is not for now, since now when the love is felt between them, there is no need to make a covenant.
Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what the making of the covenant is for. We can also see that although now they do not feel the love as it was when the society was established, everyone must still overcome his view and go above reason. By that, everything will be corrected, and each will judge his friend favorably. Now we can understand the words of our sages who said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. Min'alim, shoes, comes from the word ne'ilat delet, locking a door, meaning closing. Once a person had spied on his friend, and spied, rigel, comes from the word regalim, feet, he should sell the beams of his house, meaning all the incidents that has happened to his house in the connection between him and his friend, meaning the spies that he has who slander the friends. So then, sell everything. That is, remove all the incidents that the spies have brought to him and put shoes on his feet instead. This means that he should lock away the spies as though they no longer exist in the land, and he will shut away all the questions and then demands that he has about them. And then everything will come to its place in peace. Yes. After we check ourselves, how we relate to the friends, how much, nevertheless, we cannot be with them in heart and soul. Each time we have criticism, each time we have thoughts and desires that pull us sideways somehow, but not to truly be with each and every friend in heart and soul. So then what does he say? That we have to sell it. And instead of the spies, instead of all of these thoughts, on top of them, we have to put locks. Meaning that we put masachim, screens. We lock. Noalim, from the word manulim, so putting shoes but also locking. Lock away all of these thoughts, and bit by bit we come to a state where we do control all of our evil inclinations, all of our bad criticism, and gradually from that we acquire, that is, we demand from the Creator that He will give us the shoes, the locks on our feet, on our spies, on our criticism, and in such a way we can advance until we reach a state where we connect between us, our Creator fills up our common desires. If we will take the book of Torah, we will see there almost all of the stories are really written in such a way. This is how they appear. That the most important thing they come to teach us is how we criticize others and how we later get from the Creator a lesson. What should we do? How should we do it? He passes suffering on us, troubles, blows in this path of suffering in order to show us that we were not walking correctly. Rather, we have to walk on the path of Torah. However, we understand that it is impossible for us to overcome and immediately do the correct and good calculations and cling to the friends. As it says, there is no righteous in the land. Land means desire. There is no person who is righteous in his desire. No righteous on the land who did good and did not sin. Meaning our whole path is through revelation of evil, our nature, what the Creator created, and from that we demand of Him that He will give us a shield, a masach, a screen, shoes, locks, and this way we will advance. Therefore, each and every day we feel how much we're not capable of it, how bad we are, that there is no person who is worse than me. Each and every day, I need to attain this feeling. And if I've done that, it means that I worked correctly yesterday and also today, and the Creator is opening up for me a little bit more so that I can see my true kli, how bad I am, and there's no one who is as worse as me, and there is no one who is as worse than me, because in my desire, only I exist. And of course, the broken desire that I feel now, nobody else is feeling it, nobody else is in it, only me. Therefore, a person has a feeling that he is in a state where he has no hope, he has no virtue, no merit. Why should he continue? Why even be in all of this? The Creator gave us such a business where it is impossible to succeed. This is how a person has to go through all of these feelings, in feeling the beams of his house, the incidents of his house. Later on, gradually, he starts to understand as he delves deeper and deeper in it, and he doesn't let go, even though it's not pleasant. Then we already know, each one of us feels already, to some extent, that then he's in it, and this belongs to the Creator, and he has to stay in it and justify the Creator, and through this he acquires the full depth of his ego that the Creator created, and he created it for a reason. I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice, so that we need the Torah, the reforming light, and then the light works on these terrible, horrible emotions, and it corrects them, the light corrects them. And this way, we begin to have two lines, the right and the left, and already we begin to advance, one following the other, one opposite the other, until we reach the third line, and then we are already in a state where we are the bosses for the time being of our desire. And this is how we advance. It's a beautiful path. These are special, wonderful states in which we gradually, bit by bit, as much as we enter into them, we feel that we're dealing with the Creator. He's standing opposite us, and we demand of Him to have a kli, to have the strength. Not that it would be comfortable and nice for us to do it. No, but only one thing, that we will be able to work with our evil inclination as with the good inclination. We want to ascribe the evil inclination also to the Creator and show that we are capable of inverting the usage of it to the good for the whole of humanity, and finally for the Creator Himself. Well, who am I going to start with? I don't know. Let's start with Tbilisi. Tbilisi.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Бокер тов, Раф. Только что появился значок.
Good morning, Rav.
Когда я вижу, как мои товарищи, некоторые мои товарищи регулярно пренебрегают...
So it took some time for the red light to come on. When I see that some of my friends are disregarding the morning lesson, does that...
No, here there is a problem. Of course, I need to say that whatever I see, the Creator wants to show it to me on the one hand. However, on the other hand, I need to understand how am I supposed to respond. There is both the perception of reality, but also the response for this reality. So in response for this reality, I should always ask of the Creator to have mercy on my friends, to correct the situation so that they will feel forces for and against, and that they will accept the situation in such a way that we, all of us, will be able to connect and to advance towards Him. So here there are several milestones that we need to go through. several points on the way until we aim everything to the Creator. So, even though the friends don't come to the lessons, nevertheless, I have to continue and consider them as though they're in the lessons, justify them somehow. Well, if they're not coming, what can I do? Maybe later on throughout the day, I should try to connect with them. Try to send them the article. In the middle of the day, maybe we can have some conversation for 15 minutes so that they will understand what is it that we were studied. And this way, not to let them disconnect so easily from the path. And this way we will advance together. It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile to keep them, to guard them. All in all, whatever they have, it's the Creator giving them this burdening of the heart. And we have to fight against Him.
Moscow 4.
Раф, такой вопрос. Какие гарантии должны быть у союза с Творцом и у союза между товарищами?
What are the guarantees that need to exist in the covenant between the friends and between the friends and the Creator?
When we reach a covenant between us and a covenant between us and the Creator, we have to realize that the covenant between us nevertheless needs to be mutual. And also, the covenant with the Creator has to be mutual. But what precisely is the difference between this and that? That is something that we should discuss separately. It's not simple at all. There are several articles about it. We need to prepare them, then we can learn that. PD 10.
When we talk about ascribing the evil inclination that we reveal to the Creator, so what's the right way to take the proper steps in this process?
To the extent that we come closer between us, so we get closer to the Creator. Because in such a way, as we get closer, we prepare room for the Creator to be revealed between us, inside of us. Therefore, these are the same steps. This is why it is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. As much as I truly advance more and more towards love of people, the love in the tent, by that I make room for the love of the Creator.
You said that we advance, and every day I see myself becoming worse.
Sure, because you see the truth. If yesterday, as we learned, it was a pious man, Ish Chassid Haya, without any food, any nourishment. Look what it says there in that song. He reached the state where he sees that he has no bread, he has nothing, he's truly lacking anything. How come? Because he gave a lot of exertion. And he feels himself as empty. And this is an excellent state, because then he truly needs adhesion with the Creator.
So I'm asking precisely about this. When we started dealing with these articles by the Bash, it really put all these points at the peak. But when a person feels that he cannot turn from the feeling of bad to the Creator, what is the little trigger by which he can start and take a step on the right line, on the right side? Where does the work begin?
That everything comes from there is none else besides him.
Okay, but after he does that, how to bring back the love of the covenant? How do these, what are those points on the path?
Everything that is happening to you, the Creator is doing it, He's establishing it. All in all, stage after stage, He's doing it with you. Even when you feel that he left you, he didn't leave you. This is just a feeling that he's giving you. Even though you see that you're falling, that you're doing terrible things, truly terrible, and you disregard the friends, and you disregard him, and you curse everything, it is all he is doing it in you, so that you will see his whole creation within you, everything that he prepared.
So that's between me and myself, but where do I get the connection here with the friends so as to not work with myself all the time?
The correction of these states is only in the society. With whatever evil you discover, you have to bring it to the society and correct it in the connection with them to good.
So it's exactly this point. What does it mean to understand these things correctly with respect to the society? In what way do I bring it to the society?
You bring it to the society that you're evil, you feel bad, you don't belong to them, you're not rewarded with anything, not worthy of anything, you have no interest, no connection to love of friends or to the Creator or to the Torah or to anything, nothing. And you bring it all to the society and you start in the connection with them to gradually establish these things. That you want to rise above, not to get rid of, not to get rid of this criticism. You should sell it. It says the person should always sell, meaning I decide, I elevate myself above the criticism, above whatever the Creator did to me, and this is how I elevate myself to the next degree.
What does it mean to really to rise gradually?
It's that you start to see, I start to see through my efforts in the society, when I receive the reforming light through them, I myself am truly in a great fall. In all of these bad things, I don't even feel these things are bad. When I start to work with them, I start to feel envy, I start to try to somehow be connected with them when I don't feel good. It's not that I need the Creator or the spiritual work. I just don't feel pleasant. And out of that, I start to get closer to them, and then I start to receive a bit more illumination, the reforming light, and this way, bit by bit, I come out of it.
So those actions for connecting with them, those are Rabash's advices for conducting the 10, right? To see them as great. And
yes, these are simple things.
בסדר.
Okay.
Ita 4.
Rabbo, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rabbo, perché il creatore agisce in maniera così forte su di noi? Io con mio figlio quando gli do una punizione non faccio così forte.
Why does the creator act upon us so forcefully? When I punish my son, I don't do it like that. It seems like he wants to really frighten us. And for this path to be only for a few, not for everyone. Why?
Well, he wants you to be more successful than the way your son will be following your education. Don't you worry. Don't criticize the Creator so quickly as if he's relating to you in a bad way. He's relating to you with great love. However, it is impossible. It's impossible to make you only out of your evil inclination without taking you through this kind of education the way that you feel it. You should say thank you very much for giving you such bitter states, since through them there is a chance that even a terrible person like you would be able to be corrected. Do you believe that you can be good? Ask yourself. So, against each and every evil inclination that exists in you, the Creator has arranged for you a study in the best possible way, out of love. So don't you cry. Don't you cry. You will have reasons to cry, but for the time being, these are not good reasons.
Says that faith is one of the pillars of Kedusha. Then what is the difference between faith and trust?
אמונה זה אחד מהיסודות של הקדושה. אז מה ההבדל בין אמונה ואמון?
אני לא יודע על מה אתה מדבר.
I don't know what you mean. Faith is a force that comes from above and it gives a person a possibility to be above his own ego.
זה כוח האמונה.
This is the force of faith.
He's asking about the difference between faith and confidence.
Oh, confidence we acquire as a result of the force of faith that fills up the person.
Latin.
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 Rav, el único camino para llegar al pacto es solo a través de los espías, a través de la revelación del mal y a través del odio entre los amigos.
Oh, the only way to come to the covenant is through the spies, through the revelation of evil between the friends.
Yes, yes. This is what we feel, however, we don't pay attention to it. We need to may pay attention more to how much the Creator is doing, giving us exercises, sending us spies each time, thoughts and desires, such that by this seemingly he wants to deflect us off the path, and we accept these thoughts and desires, and we think that they are ours, and we run away. We go and implement them. But indeed, the Creator is sending them to us in order for us not to follow them. Don't you follow your heart? Rather for us to resist them and to strengthen our connection with Him. Actually, the straight line is that I lock myself on the Creator, and then each time when I get these deflections, deviations, go this way, that way, go and do all kinds of things that shouldn't be on the straight path towards the Creator. Right? And through these deflections, I constantly hold myself even more on the path, even more on the path, even more on the path. So the most important for me is to stay in the same lane, to constantly advance towards Him, that He is in my focus, that He is my target. And we are so weak that each little thing deflects me from the path and I start chasing it this way, that way, and all kinds of different thoughts that bother me, occupy me, etc. So what do we need? We need a society that will constantly hold me so that everyone will think about me and I will think about them. If I think about the friends, then I have no time to think about myself. I don't have the time to think about myself. And then I succeed. This is actually the way to succeed. Think about the others, then you will not fall into your own pits, your own holes. This is how it is. The most important is to constantly hold oneself in the connection with the friends, and the society has to take care of each and every one, and everyone together, not to give them the possibility to fall off the path. And then we will reach very quickly success. However, if I aimed myself to the Creator and some alien thought comes and I think about it this direction or that direction, we're done. I see something else before me other than the Creator, other than the connection with Him, and in this way, I now go in some other direction. The society should make sure that each and every one will have shoes on his feet. Because it means shoes on his feet, that he will constantly be locked on the right goal, the right target. And a person cannot do it by himself at all. Even not for a moment even, but only through the society. This is how it is. Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, זה שאני רוצה להתקשר לחברים במהלך היום.
Rav, me wanting to connect to the friends throughout the day and renew the connection, well, I feel resistance to that. Is that the revelation of the evil inclination?
This is your evil inclination showing you how much you still don't want this connection. Don't you think that it's the friends who don't want to be in contact with you? The person doesn't see the friends. He sees himself. And he lives out of himself. This is why the fact that you don't want, or the fact that the friends don't want to be in contact with you is how it seems to you in your even inclination. Anyone who is disqualifying through his own faults. PT10.
Amarta shechivra tzicha lidog shekol echad tehiye na'ul lematara.
You said a society has to ensure that each one will be locked on the goal. So what is this thing that we build? How could we not be mistaken about this when the society needs to make sure that each one is locked on the goal?
I want to pray for the friends so that they hold on to the goal and that the Creator will help hold them to that, and I also want to be within them. There is such a prayer.
Besides the prayer in the society, are there other things that we should do?
Well, if we're talking about a society, well, you have a few corporeal actions that we can perform as well. Even in these days with the coronavirus, it's also possible. It's also possible. When we gather somehow, assemble, we speak, we learn somehow with all these restrictions that we must maintain. Nevertheless, we have to make an effort to come closer together, even physically.
How inside of the tent do we check that indeed each one is locked on the goal? How do we check that we're going correctly together?
According to a person's inner prayer and the external actions that he performs, how else can you check?
I mean, that's just me with myself, but how do I see it with the society, that indeed we're caring, that each one will have shoes? How do we make sure that each one is going to the goal? How do we make sure that it's working? Or maybe we're doing incorrect things.
You're not seeing the friends. You're always seeing yourself. Even if you see some friends doing good work, good group work, acting to benefit the society, it just seems to you that way. It appears only to you. You don't know what's actually happening outside of your vision. You cannot say anything about any friend. You can only say about each friend how he appears to you in your vessels, in your qualities, only like that.
So, I can add to this picture that you said that I'm constantly aimed towards the Creator, that I put the society there, because if I don't look at the Creator through the society, it's not the right work.
No. There's more to it. You wait, all of you. Yes. So now we have...
No rest. And I'm Sheila.
You don't have a question?
No.
Rafa, you're muted.
Tov, tavor mehem. Latin 6.
Okay, never mind. Latin 6.
Shalom, Rafa. La pregunta es, ¿yo debo justificar mis malas actitudes diciendo que todo viene del Creador o debo mejorar por amor a mis amigos?
Laura, should I justify myself and say that the bad things that I do come from the Creator, or I need to get better for the friends?
There are no bad things. What appears to be bad, well, it's the bad that's in you, the evil that's in you, and the Creator shines a light on you to correct it, and that's what you have, only corrections. Get used to seeing it this way. even though it's true, it's truly difficult, it's the truth.
Ita tu.
Il rapporto c'è fra la fede che ho nel creatore e la fiducia che devo avere per i miei amici.
What is the connection between my faith in the creator and the confidence I should have with the friends of the friends?
That's the connection to the extent that I have confidence in the group. I have a connection to the creator and a faith in him. You can say that these things are intertwined, yes. Who else do we have from abroad? Baltia and Kiev. All right. Well, Baltia.
Baltia free.
Доброе утро. Если я продаю крышу, это есть какой-то уже расчет? То есть я должен знать, что
if I sell the beams of my house, is this some calculation or I need to know what I'm acquiring as I sell this?
Me getting rid of the beams of my house, that's an indication that I'm ready, willing to buy shoes for my feet. Yes. Kiev 1.
Если то есть ты понял две реальности. Одна это вот реальность лжи полностью, где тобой полностью рулит эгоизм, бросает из состояния в состояние. Другое.
I understood that there are two kinds of reality from the article. There's a reality of which is false, a lie, and there is a state of love between us, a prayer in faith above reason. But you're saying that I always see it out of my own qualities. So where is the truth between these two states?
I don't see the truth. I see only myself, my own qualities, the person that the Creator created in a corrupted form deliberately, and through various actions which go against my will, I make of myself a corrected person. Yes.
No. Тут мы видим, что как, вот все то, что мы в эгоизме, когда находимся, вот в этих разведчиках, то
we see
полностью управляется из того состояния, из любви между нами.
Everything that occurs in us when we are inside of the ego, it's all spies. So this state is controlled specifically through the state of love between us, the state of connection between us. It's a derivative of our connection.
So,
how can we control the spies correctly out of the connection between us?
I understand that my words are, well, I'm repeating 1,000 times what I said in the past, but that's what you have. It's only the connection between us and our inclination towards the Creator. As false as it may be, it's true.
А последний вопрос. Вот эти вот разведчики, их глубина, их амплитуда, качество, оно как-то связано с...
These spies, their depth, their amplitude, their quality, is it somehow related to the other state, the love between us? Is there some dependency between them?
Of course. All the states we may be in and how we go through them, it all depends on our efforts. The more efforts we make to connect, the more we will feel the fall. Because if we wanted to connect more, then we can tolerate greater disconnection, a bigger fall. And so that's how we advance. Each one who is greater than his friend has a greater inclination than himself. He falls deeper to the point where you don't remember anything, you don't understand anything, you don't remember where you are, and you look at others. What are they saying? They say words, they are intelligent, and so on, and you have nothing. Nothing.
Moscow 7.
And it's Moscow 7.
Приводит Рабаша эту цитату, историю. Он пишет, ты взял Авраам мелкого и крупного скота и дал ее Мелеху, и заключили они оба союз. Что это за скот и ну, к чему это в
конце?
What do you care about that? I don't understand. What? Is it your profession? You're especially interested in beef. Look, that's not the main thing. What does he want to explain by this? You're asking about things which are completely peripheral. Why is he talking about beef, about meat, right? About cows and sheep? Because it's parts of our will to receive on the degree of the animate. That's all.
Moscow 1.
Раф, если я вижу только свои неисправленные свойства,
смотрю, only see my own corrupted qualities, it's as though I'm looking at a mirror, I only see corruptions in my friends. So how do I connect? What do I connect to?
You connect to the fact that they are your friends, and together with them you want to be connected, because this is what the Creator gave to you. However it may be, whatever the case, He brought you these friends, and He tells you, take them for yourself, because through them, through connection with them, you can reach Me. If you want to reach Me, take them. And then I'll see how you work with them, and I will see your willingness, your readiness, the energy you put into coming closer to Me. So these friends are the condition that the Creator presents you with. You want to be connected to Me? You're welcome to it, but you must be connected with them. BBUK.
Учитель, а вот когда вы сказали, что человек ощущает, что нет у него никаких заслуг, как это кажется, как последний лучик света во всей этой работе внутренней? И дальше, в чем моя работа? Я должен раскрыть, мы должны раскрыть дна своего желания получать или
What should we discover? The bottom of our will to receive, or
we need to discover the whole of the will to receive that the Creator created in general and in each one of us, and to direct it towards benefiting the Creator, such that the Creator fills it, corrects it, does whatever He wants with it. That's what we need. And what about us? Each of us is just a point in the heart. And everything else we have, it's not us. It's the general vessel. So I present, from my point in the heart, I present this great general vessel to Him, so that He corrects it, fills it, dwells in it. That's my part in the building of the general soul, the temple. Right?
Hadera 1.
Rav, יש עבודה לפעמים ממצבים של התקדמות.
Sometimes there's work in states of advancement when the whole 10 is above the line of the covenant, but on different levels of advancement. What should be my reference point with respect to the covenant, with respect to the state of advancement?
That you support everyone. Petitigva 6.
Rav, from one day to the next, the person discovers on himself how much is not on the path, not in the right direction, like you said before.
Excellent.
What does it mean to sell the Bivon Soif's his house in that state? What do I do with it? Justify oneself, or
how do you justify yourself? You're glad that a greater burdening of the heart is revealed to you every day, and then you advance with that new heart, which is more broken, more corrupted, black, and so on.
What does it mean to go forward with it?
To continue. Another lesson, another interaction with the friends, more scrutinies. Of course, from day to day, the states become more difficult, less pleasant, and so on.
So a person discovers on himself more and more blank and far away and keeps pushing himself stronger into the society.
Yes. Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Shomea Rav.
Shomea.
Hear me, Rav?
Yeah, I hear you quickly now.
In the article, it says, therefore, we should believe that everything that the Creator gives us is for our own good. I'm asking about this concept that a person should believe. I like the right way to relate to it. The person has to believe. What is to believe?
I'm certain that what the Creator does is in my best interest. I'm certain of it, you understand? So that's how I operate in my life. Everything that the Creator does is for the best. Everything I get in my life comes from the Creator, and that's how I relate to it.
Can I continue?
Quickly.
So, later on he writes, although we must pray, for whatever trouble we get, that the Creator will lift these troubles from us. So why should we pray and expect that he will lift these troubles? We learn that we should believe and rise above it. Here it seems to be the opposite.
That's right. You're right. Continue and see. A person cannot work against the evil. He must go through a point of crisis and then see the evil inverting into good. Chelyabinsk.
Chelyabinsk.
Можно спросить, вот когда вы объясняете, что мы должны объединиться, то все логично и понятно. Но
when you explain that we have to connect, that makes sense. But why do we stop on the path?
You're not standing in place, you're advancing. You just can't feel it, because if you felt it, all of you, you'd be proud, prideful, and you'd stop working altogether. So each time you feel that you're not advancing, that's the burdening of the heart. You are advancing. That's how it is. Our path is such that the more we advance on it, the more we feel that we're going backwards. And one who stands right at the entrance to spirituality, it seems to him that he's the greatest wicked person, the most evil person, Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Спасибо, что... У меня вопрос, как относиться...
Hello, Rav. Thanks.
Которые...
How should we relate in the group to friends that, according to my opinion, are behaving like spies? They work a lot in the group, they work strongly, but at the same time they start telling people what to do, how to do, how to sit down, how to speak... How to relate to such spies?
Try saying thank you to them. Thank you very much. As they want to organize the group in a good, positive way. Try doing that. Yeah. Maybe then they'll feel that they're perhaps pushing you too much. Try. But still, see the Creator behind them. He is governing you like that. But to a point, you need to let them do their work. If they don't tell you that you're wrong, that you're not okay, who would tell you? You cannot say that to yourself ever. You know yourself.
Africa.
Right? Africa.
Rav, I want to ask the same question that a friend asked from Kazakhstan. I know that one who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own flaws. However, I feel that there's something missing, Rav. When a person discovers the evil, it's not just bad for him, it's bad for the whole ten. It's the evil that is revealed to the ten, but We see the evil in a friend. So what do we do in order to feel that it's not an individual, personal evil? It's evil. It's bad for the whole ten. If a person, let's say, doesn't come to the lesson, it's not a person, it's the ten. But when we see a person who fails, he seemingly is by himself.
Speak English, please.
Okay. When we discover the bad, when someone discover bad, it is not the bad is not in the friends. It is the whole ten who discover the bad. What do we need in order that all the Assyriot will feel that this is the bad of the Assyria? Because we feel it like it's something private. We feel it like it's the bad is inside the friend. If a friend don't come to the lesson, we start to say, oh, why this friend don't come? He's not a good friend. But he's not coming to the lesson maybe because he's carrying the bad of the Assyria that the Assyria discovered.
Ata tzudek.
You are correct. I never feel myself, because there is no such thing as self-sensation, right? I always feel how I am within and as part of the whole vessel of Adam Rishon. I'm not aware of it. So, to begin with, each person senses himself according to how he's connected or disconnected from the general society, according to his degree. We can't take that into account right now because we don't feel the whole general vessel, but we always feel, we always get our sensations from that general vessel. So what to do with that? To try to see, to envision ourselves as connected, all of us, and wanting to be together. And then, when a person senses himself, feels himself, he will feel that he is aimed towards connection and speaking from the connection, from within the connection. That's good. It's good that you started asking about that.
What exercise the ten need to do in order to feel that the bad that the friend reveal is the bad of the whole Assyria?
That comes later. All of our exercises that we do are in that direction until we reach spirituality. And in spirituality, we truly feel how we are with respect to others. There I have the ability to do that because I'm ready for it. Right now I don't care about it. Right now, it's not an issue, but it's very good that you feel it. It's very good advancement. However, when I reach spirituality, then all of my disposition towards others, that's actually the state of my soul. I don't feel myself, I don't feel the others. I feel how I am with respect to others, in relation to others. And that's the feeling called the sensation, the spiritual sensation of the person. We'll talk about it in the future. It's a very deep question that you asked. Very good. All right, let's hear from Turkey 3.
Hi, Rav. Hi, friends. A question from our friends in our tent. If a person give effort for a friend not to fall on the path, and the friend doesn't support this, So, does it mean that friends do not make efforts properly to hold this friends, this friend on the way?
עשו מאמצים לא נכונים כדי להחזיק את אותו החבר בדרך.
לא, לא, אנחנו לא יכולים לעשות כאלה חשבונות.
No, no, we cannot make such calculations. No such thing. We need to continue and to get all sorts of impressions. It's like when you enter a new place. What do you see? And what you see, are you seeing it correctly? Till you examine everything, you check everything, you feel that you're there in the new place and what's happening there, what's happening in you. For the time being, we cannot. In general, there's nothing to discuss here. We cannot discuss our states. We need to gather and collect all of our impressions and then, Gilad, what are we doing? I think that perhaps we should pass to, first of all, it's a good article. We need to read it throughout the day at least twice more. We don't have anything else besides for this article. Read it twice throughout the day. Rabash uses this article later in many places to explain things. Baal Sulam also uses this matter of forever one should sell the beams of his house to explain spiritual matters. And we need to understand it and to know it well. So let's take into account that today we should read this article twice more, at least twice. And we now continue to
Rav Chaim Ratz sent us a short excerpt from Shamari 172, the matter of preventions and delays. It elaborates on what you talked about, how the preventions actually bring the person closer. So should we
go ahead, read?
I hope that we have it in broadcast already. So from Shamari 172, I'll read it. And sorry if you don't have the subtitles. Shamari 172, the matter of preventions and delays. All the preventions and delays that appear before our eyes are but a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all these preventions bring us only nearing, since without them, we would have no possibility of approaching Him. This is so because by nature, there is no greater distance, as we are made of pure matter, while the Creator is higher than high. Only when one begins to come closer, does he begin to feel the distance between us? And any prevention one overcomes brings away closer for him. This is so because one grows accustomed to moving on a line of growing farther. Hence, whenever one feels that he is distant, it does not induce any change in the process. Since he knew in advance that he is moving on a line of growing farther, since this is the truth, that there are not enough words to describe the distance between us and the Creator. Hence, every time he feels that distance to a greater extent than he thought, it causes him no contention. No anger.
Yes, this is truly a sign of coming close. The sign is the feeling of separating further. So, moving on to Tess.
So we'll hear an igun and move on to the introduction.
La 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 la.